Unit 16. Aging Populations. Reading Passage.
Many countries are going through an important population shift. People are having fewer children, and lifespans are getting longer. The result is an average population age that keeps going up. The situation is creating some serious problems. Falling fertility rates are the first key to the issue. In most developed countries, the rate has fallen in the last 50 years. For example, in Japan it went from 2.00 in 1960 to 1.32 in 2006. To keep its population stable, a country needs a fertility rate of 2.10. Longer lifespans are the second key. With better healthcare and nutrition, we're living longer than ever. For example, in 2004, the average lifespan in Brazil was 76 years for women and 68 for men. In Egypt, the averages that year was 73 for women and 69 for men. These numbers are climbing and could reach 100 in the coming decades. Living longer is great, but it leads to some problems. After people retire, they collect pensions and their healthcare costs go up. Much of the burden for paying these costs falls on the current workforce. Yet, as the workforce gets smaller due to low fertility rates, less tax money is collected. The situation puts heavy pressure on companies and governments. To turn things around, some governments are encouraging people to have more children. Robots are being built to work in offices and provide healthcare. And through immigration, countries like England and the US are adding to their workforce. Some countries are in a rush to find answers. In Japan, more than 20% of the population is 65 or older. That will probably climb to over 30% by 2030. Other countries, like Germany and Italy, are facing similar situations. Time will tell which methods can successfully deal with our aging populations.